Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, Alan Brazil here. The following podcast may contain some adult themes and naughty, naughty words. Those of you easily offended, why don't you off and listen to Classic FM? There he is. He goes ballistic at me. He makes a beeline for me. I jump out of bed and I'm like, Joe, are you in there? Joe, are you in there? Right? Nothing. And he's gone for me. We end up having a fight, Gab.
Did ya?
Yeah, we ended up having a fight.
I'm start
balling naked, right? And I get him in a headlock eventually and I give him a couple of crackers. I give him a couple of crackers. Have that. Hello, I'm Alan Brazil, and it's time for another debrief with myself and Gabby at Bonlahore. I'm currently enjoying some time off up in the Alps, the French Alps, so let's hear some of the highlights from previous episodes of the podcast. Don't forget, these are available to watch as cartoons as well, which is hilarious, on the TalkSport YouTube channel. Thank you. One of the producers in the office said his first memory was as a three-year-old kid remembering England playing at a football tournament. Three-year-old.
I don't believe that.
I'm not having that.
I can't remember yesterday, never mind. I'm three. My earliest memory is probably Al.
Getting told off, by the way.
Say again.
Your memory's gone, it's your round.
I remember the World Cup 94. Remember that, watching with my two brothers and my dad. You know, England didn't qualify. Do you remember? No, you don't, do you?
When? What year?
94?
Yeah, there was a few years
USA,
England,
yeah, England didn't qualify for that one. I remember watching that with the family. But them early memories are hard to remember. What about you? Alan Brazil, the baby. Do you remember that?
I remember Boy Scouts playing for the
Cubs. You were the Boy Scouts?
The Cubs, and the Cubs. And I remember before that, the Cub team. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Great memories then.
What did you do in the Scouts?
Well, we went on jamborees. We went to Jersey. St. Juan's Bay, I think it's Jersey.
Okay.
Went there, we went to Lake Garda, I think it was, one of the
really?
Italian lakes. Beautiful, loved it.
So you're quite a posh kid growing up?
Nothing to do with posh, but a scout, is there?
He's posh, isn't he?
No. I remember once when we took the late train back from Glasgow to London to go to Heathrow to get on the plane. This would be, early 70s. And we had to march down Cromwell Road in West London with the kilts on. And everyone was giving us pelters. We got to Baden Powell House, right, which is the scout main head office, right? And everyone was sleeping on camp beds. And as we get in, everyone was taking a piss, right? Look at these, you know, what you got under your kilt? And you're really taking the piss. Mm-hmm. And there was a troop from Preston. And they were quite close to where all our camp beds were. See, as soon as that light went out, get in there, bang, bang, boom, boom, boom. And this went on for the next 2 weeks over on Lake Garda. Oh, fighting every day, every night.
What age would you have been then?
Then?
8, 9, 10?
13, 13 14, yeah. 13. Yeah.
So you can't remember anything before that?
6, yeah,
7, 8?
Of course
eight.
I can. Playing down the primary school with tennis balls and stuff like that. We weren't allowed big balls. We played with tennis balls.
Okay. I've got one thing now, Al. We spoke about this yesterday, and you might not want to bring it back up, but... Your idea on throupling.
On what?
Throupling.
Is it?
Throupling. That's it.
Throupling.
Troubling, whatever it's called.
Tripling.
What
tripling.
Our friend Shaban was talking about with the
it's just nonsense,
the freeway couple.
It just doesn't work unless you're...
Why not, though?
Unless you're born in the desert, you can't get away with that, can you?
Why, though?
I don't like it. I don't think it's... You know, I'm like a swan gab. Swans mate for life.
Oh, you're cute, ain't you? What a cute thing to say, Al. Isn't that penguins?
Penguins maybe do as well. No, I don't like them biscuits. No, I prefer Jaffas.
I think it'd be stressful as well, wouldn't it? Imagine,
what,
Al.
Having two women.
Two ladies.
Well, you're trying.
One's enough for me, my friend. One's enough.
You can't do that. We're talking about David Hay, aren't we?
To be
fair to him, the one they... I nearly said slipped in there. The one they brought into the troop, or whatever you call it. Oof, she was pretty.
Was she?
Oh, God. Did you not see her in the
paper? No. What was her name?
She was a sweet... Danny. Sorry, I can't remember. she was lovely.
You remember the name, yeah?
Yeah.
Danny, yeah?
Lovely.
I don't know
what was the original one. What was the one brought in? I don't know.
I'm thinking...
came off the bench.
How are you? After
me?
The Ryder Cup experience.
I'm very well,
I'm hearing
Gab.
Stories, Al, about a taxi ride and Signore said don't stop, but you stopped and you got out of the car. Explain.
Well, they were murdered. So we were about 40 minutes away and you get there and you're not allowed to park anywhere near it. They hustle you into a car park and it's like, I think we parked the first car in Turin, not Rome, right? And I'm like, what is going on here? You're joking. I can't walk all. And this is really early in the morning. And the trek was murder. Then we got to the search area, the search area. Then you had to go up over an iron bridge and down the other side of the road. Oh, it was murder. Once you were in, it was brilliant. So on the second day, I thought, I'm not having this. I'm not having it. And I said to the taxi driver, just drop me here. All the roads were shut, by the way. It was terrible. They couldn't organise nothing, right?
Yeah.
Honestly, they couldn't organise a thing. And in the end, I went, driver, just drop me here. He said, I can't. They stopped me. And this kid comes over. He went, no, move. I went, fuck. Bang. I just kicked the door open, hit him with it, got out, and I said, don't start, right? And I walked off, and I just left him to it. Oh, it was murder. And then coming out, it was 29 degrees, Gab.
Yeah, hot.
And you had to walk from, and then you had to get to the taxi place, and it was chaos, honestly.
But you know what I do like about your trip, though, is that you wanted to work extra on a Saturday for free.
I did.
And they wouldn't let you.
And these jokers here couldn't make their minds up. Oh, we don't want to let Cascarino down. We don't want to let, you know, people are used to the Saturday. I says, look, Cass will understand. He can play poker Friday night. I'll do it for nothing. It's so good here.
Exactly.
Because the shows were fantastic. They were brilliant. I thought, just let me do it, right? And Ali was up for it as well, Ali. But in the end, nothing came back. So we had to pack up on the Friday. It was brilliant. The atmosphere was brilliant.
So, Alan, what's your favourite snack? And can you still get them lips on the Brazil nuts?
Now, that's a bit naughty, Gabby.
Brazil nuts, you...
Yeah, but there's some young females here.
Sorry.
And that is just a little bit naughty.
The problem is, I was told you brought out some nuts called Brazil's nuts.
I did, but the guys who were arranging it cocked it up totally.
Really?
Yeah, pardon the pun. But they did, they messed it up.
They cocked it up?
They cocked it up, yeah. Yeah.
How?
They cocked my nuts up.
How did they cock your nuts up?
Because they didn't have things in place. They didn't have the distribution lined up. And listen, I still think it would work.
I reckon it would have worked then. It still work now, I reckon.
Yeah, I know, but can I be bothered now?
Why not?
It sounded a good idea at the time.
I'll invest,
too
mate.
Busy, Gab.
I'll invest, Al.
Would you?
Yeah. Brazil's nuts just goes, doesn't it? You think so?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Maybe you've given me an idea again, Gab, maybe. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Brian Cox from Succession, and you're listening to The Debrief. And if you don't like it, well, you can just fuck the fuck off.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I love Paris in the fall.
I was going to ask you about going on holidays. You got any funny stories about going on holidays? I think you went to Paris once. Is that true?
I've been to Paris a few times.
Have you?
Yeah, loads of times.
Have you got a story from Paris?
The best one would probably be Arc de Triomphe, which was brilliant.
The what?
The Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe.
The Triomphe.
Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe.
The Prix de l'Arc de
Triomphe. So if you go into Paris, there's a big monument about
yes.
the war. That is the Arc de Triomphe.
The Arc de Triomphe.
Yeah, and this is the prize of the Arc de Triomphe at Longchamp.
Oh, okay, Longchamp.
Hippodrome Racing, Longchamp.
Longchamp.
And this were the best horses in the world come. And it's the Arc is called, what's the biggest race? You have the Derby, the French
yes.
Derby, our Derby. But the Arc is special.
Okay.
And we went there, and of course... we were working in Hatfield at the time. A friend of mine said, look, we're on the first train out, or not the first train, but you've got to get in a cab right after radio, and you've got to get over to, they used to go from Waterloo, but this was Paddington. You've got to get to Paddington.
Yes.
And we'll be waiting, we'll try and hold the doors open, jump on, and we'll be there plenty of time. So I rush like mad. I get to St Pancras, not Paddington.
St Pancras.
Get to St Pancras. And it was a wind-up. They're all in the champagne bar. I went,
really?
What's going on here, you pricks? They said, sorry, we're just winding you up. Come on, we've got 3:30. 3:30, this is like 10:45. So anyway, we got on the old pop, which I don't mind a bit
yes,
of that.
Yes, of course, a bit of champers.
Anyway, we get on the train, we're hammered. Well, they were worse than me, right? They were worse than me. We get on the train, and I've got first-class seats. And they haven't. And I'm like, well, I'm not sitting down on my own. As I walk past the bar... Monsieur Alan, they knew me from a few years before. And I went, hello, bonjour. He says, I drink. I went, yeah. So I chucked my bag down. And that was it. I stood at the bar with them all the way to Paris, right?
Yes.
But loads of people from the racing were coming in and having a drink. It was just magic. So my wife's going with another couple. They're driving.
Okay.
So they're on the Eurostar in the car, right? Bang, bang, bang.
Yep.
Meet them at the hotel. And it's a long story, but it's a funny story. Anyway, we got off the train, and the queue for the cabs is horrendous. I mean...
horrendous.
Scandalous. And I took a look. I said, right, we'll get the metro. So I'm not getting the metro. I've got my bag. I went, no, I'm not getting the metro. I'll wait in the queue. You're mad. You'll be there all day.
Yes.
Ball accounts was a problem in Paris. Roads were digging up. Mm-hmm. There was a breakdown. It was horrendous. So off they go, and I wait. So I'm waiting for about 20 minutes and I've got the right hump and I'm not moving. So the guy goes, I says, monsieur, taxi? I went, no, taxi, I'm waiting. He says, no, motorcycle, taxi.
Yes,
I went,
yes,
what?
Yes.
It would take you in the motorcycle. Piss off, go away, leave me alone. I thought, he said, you regret it? I went, yeah, I know I will. So anyway, I thought, I'm not waiting any longer. So I go down there, there's a little bar, you know, these beautiful,
yes.
on the corner, French coffee bars. With the lovely red, you know, canopy. So yep. I go in there, have a bottle of wine, right? And I give it half an hour. I thought, right, okay, I'll go back. It's got to have moved. Mm-hmm. So I'm back to, oh, it's even longer.
Yeah, that's what happens.
And here he comes, the Frenchman. Ah, monsieur. Hello. I'm at piss. Go away. He says, taxi? I said, I'm waiting. He says, no, come on. Motorcycle. Go away. Leave me alone.
Again?
Yeah, leave me alone. So I give it half an hour this time. I've moved about three spaces. I thought, what is wrong? There's something wrong in Paris,
yep,
right?
Yeah, something's happened.
And I thought, right, back to the bar. So I get out of the queue, down to the bistro. Another bottle of red. The guy, oh, thirsty? Yeah, another bottle, please. And I'm on the red. It's lovely. Sit outside, beautiful. It was autumn. It was October. Crisp, clear sky, beautiful.
Lovely.
I'm just watching people, Parisians walking past. And I'm looking at this queue 100 yards away. It's not moving. So I finish the bottle. I walk down. And I get back in the queue. Still not. And he comes up again, the joker. And eventually say, all right, how much? He says, €60. I went, how much? €60. I went, go on then. So he grabs my bag. Come. He's smiling. I just want to knock him out, right? And we go round the back of the queue, and there they are, big BMW 7 Series bikes, you know, big ones. And he's okay. And he looks at me, and he's shaking his head. I said, what are you shaking your head at? He says, monsieur, la tête, la grande tête. we have to find a
big helmet.
We have to find a big helmet.
Yes, big head helmet.
Yeah, well, can he find one? He said, this is the only one I've got. I'm like, hurry up. You've dragged me out. Hurry up. So he's back. He put this on. He's banging it down. He's nearly ripping my ears off. And he gets on. They have to help me on board the bike. Because it was a monster of a bike.
Was it? Yeah, big one.
He says, hold on. So boom, away we go. It was brilliant. I'll tell you not. It was fantastic. And there was chaos in Paris. Traffic. So it wasn't a wind-up. There was chaos. Boom, boom, boom. Anyway, he drops me. I'm staying at the Intercontinental Hotel, Arc de Triomphe. Right?
Ooh, fancy.
Very nice. And they help me off. They take 10 minutes getting the helmet off. Nearly take my ears with it. And I get my bag. And I go in, bonjour, reception. bonjour, monsieur. Appel and all that, whatever it is. I said, Brazil, my wife, she should be here by now. She said, I'm sorry, sir, no. She's in the bar, so I go in the bar. No. No, monsieur, no. Ah, maybe she's in our sister hotel. I'm like, what? It's 500 yards down the road. The other Continental. Let me make a call. So she calls up. I'm sure, good news. Your wife's already checked in. She's down in the other one. If you go back in the bar, right? Go back in the bar. We'll get us. I'm not getting another cab. I'm not getting another bike. She said, no, we have our own minibus. It comes. I call. Go in the bar. So I'm back in the bar. Another glass of red, right? I'm hammered. By the time the minibus comes, I get on. I went, oh, thank God. I meant to be going out for dinner that night. All I want to do is sleep.
Yes.
So we get in. I'm sure, sorry for the problems. this is our other hotel. Sign here. Da-da-da. Gives me a key. Said, enjoy. So I look in the bar. They're not there. I thought she must be. Oh, she's obviously getting ready for dinner. Up I go. Mm-hmm. Right? Hammered.
Steaming.
Not steaming.
Not too bad.
But
yeah.
I've had loads, right? And up I go. Out the lift. Ding. Up to the door. In the door. And clearly, showers on in the bathroom.
Yeah, she's getting ready.
So I get all my gear off, I'm not going out now. Sorry, I'm going to have room service.
Yeah.
So I jump in the bed. And eventually the door opens. Well, I'll be damned. Jean-Pierre comes out the bathroom.
Oh, really?
I'm in the bed. I look up. There he is. He goes ballistic at me. He makes a beeline for me. I jump out of bed. And I'm like, Joe, are you in there? Joe, are you in there? Right? Nothing. And he's gone for me. We ended up having a fight, Gab.
Did you?
Yeah, we ended up having a fight. I'm start balling naked, right? And I get him in a headlock eventually, and I give him a couple of crackers. I give him a couple of crackers. Have that. Bang, 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 bang. And then there's a bang, bang, bang in the door. Monsieur Brazil, sir, monsieur, no. They open the door, and the manager's there with Jill. And I've got Jean-Pierre in a headlock, giving him a couple. They've only given me the wrong key to the room.
So you're in the wrong room?
I'm in the wrong room. It's his room, he's having a shower.
I thought he was in your room.
No, I thought he was in there with Jill. So I've ended up giving him a couple of clouts. Oh,
wow, what a story.
I'm back the winner of the art, it was a great trip.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.